good morning or afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening. I'm just going to spend some time on this podcast discussing a main trigger. If you're listening, you possibly have come to light that you personally are triggered by this as well. It's one of my main triggers, and that trigger is rejection. I guess the trigger stems for me, I guess, from how my marriage ended. Although I have been spending a fair bit of time working on my self-worth and self-esteem over the past few years, admittedly, I still feel the feeling of rejection massively when it's thrown at me. Rejection is simply defined, I guess, as the act of someone pushing you away. And I guess the feelings that reflect that come out in us would be feelings of shame, sadness, or grief when we're not accepted by others. So a person might feel rejected, I guess, after a relationship breakdown, or a child might feel it if feeling rejected by peers or friends and so forth. I've done a lot of research on this topic, trying to understand a lot about rejection for my self-reflection. I've understood it a lot better, but it's definitely still a work in progress. Look, rejection can be experienced on a large scale by a large trauma or in small ways in everyday life. I'll give you some examples of that. Most individuals will experience rejection at some point in their lives. Some is ongoing or long term, and some have a deeper, longer lasting psychological effect. So if you go through a huge dramatic trauma type experience, it will have a really long term effect. That may be a child being neglected by parents of a younger age, and that coming into their adult life. It may be somebody being bullied at a young age and causing stress, depression, or eating disorders later in life. So it can have a delayed effect and come later in life. It's also interesting that research has shown that the brain responds to social pain in a way that is similar to the way it responds to physical pain. So the same brain pathways that are activated by physical pain are also activated by social pain or rejection. So the receptor systems in the brain also release natural painkillers when an individual experiences social pain, the same as when physical pain is experienced. For me personally, I think rejection affects me because I'm such an empath, a people pleaser, and I find that I put myself out for others. So when I get rejected, it's like a big slap in the face for me. I'm not expecting it, I guess, and I wouldn't do that to someone and make them feel like that. So feeling it and receiving it is really not a nice feeling. Rejection for me is mostly in relationships. In the last 12 months, I have experienced rejection within the family as well. Experiencing it from a loved one, whether it be family or a relationship or lifelong partner, I guess, is very deep, very, very painful. And it really just fucks with your head. You feel the feeling and you react before you have time to know that you've even felt the feeling of rejection. So with all that being said, I'm trying to practice this myself. I think it makes you more of a mentally strong person to acknowledge your emotion rather than suppress it, ignore it, or deny it. Admit that you're feeling sad, disappointed, discouraged, even embarrassed. And just have a confidence and the ability to deal with the uncomfortable emotions. You know, see it as a lesson. Learn from the rejection. What can you gain from this? Ask yourself. And rather than simply tolerate the pain, turn it into an opportunity for self-growth. With each rejection, grow stronger and become better. Learn more about yourself. Learn areas about your life that need improvement. See rejection as a redirection. And that's really a strong message. See rejection as redirection. So the next time that you feel that trigger of rejection, don't tell yourself because you got dumped or that love interest isn't interested anymore that you're unlovable. One person's opinion or one single incident should never define who you are. Don't ever let your self-worth depend upon other people's opinions of you. Just because someone else thinks something about you does not make it true. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that it helped just a little bit. And I hope that you continue to work on this trigger and change the way you feel and react. So this trigger doesn't trigger you anymore. Goodbye, stay beautiful and stay blissful.